Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am deeply grateful to be with you on this August 1st day, 2020. We're going to be taking a look at our uncertain times that we're in. I get email after email after email from people who think evidently that I'm some kind of soothsayer or clairvoyant or whatever. I am not. I want you to understand that. I can only tell you what I intuitively have come to understand. That's it. It could be wrong. I want you to understand that. I am not a soothsayer. I'm not a fortune teller. And I think a lot of people, when they hear me on radio here or watch me on TV, they tend to think that maybe I'm someone that I am not. And I am just like anyone else here on this crazy earth. I'm not going to give you my opinion. I am only going to give you my insight. The things I have come to in my own life that have helped me live a more conscious living. And that's all I can say. I do not believe in predicting the future. That I just don't. There are too many things that we are destined for. I can give you the broad stroke, but not the details. And so there you are, based on my awareness and all of that, I'm going to try to help you. The whole question that has been put to me, and this has been going on since March with emails, is about hope. And hope is an expectation for desire to happen, an expectation for something to happen based on finding some evidence, I suppose, for believing. And I am not a believer. I don't do that. I don't believe in anything. I want you to understand my premise before you even bother to listen to me. I don't believe in this or that. I don't believe that people are bad. I don't believe they're good. I just don't go there with all of that. I want to see into the truth of it all. And to me, the truth outweighs my hopes. So, like any human being, I am a hopeful person at times. I want good things to happen for everyone. And I try to stay on the middle ground. But Greg, who you hear from time to time seep through these radio programs, and my apologies to you for that, he's a hopey. You know, he wants good things for everybody, and he wants to think that there is a Camelot somewhere in all of us, and that he can invoke that Camelot and make this world a quasi better place to live. But I can't, you know, in all my 50 years of being a teacher, are you kidding? I no. If anything, I have seen the world get worse, not better. So I'm just being frank with you and honest about the whole thing. But through my meditations, my inner work, I have come to a certain place where I can see the way things are, how they work, the way they work. And I think that has given me the right to talk to you about how things work and the way things work, fate, destiny, things like that. So we're going to get into it. Here we go. The first question comes from Tina in San Diego. I can't help but think of Anchorman when I hear the word San Diego. I lived there for a long time, so I understand it. Can you give us some hope for our future? It seems that the politicians can't, Tina. Tina, you know, this is a great time for religion because it can hop on board and start making claims about the devil and that God has a plan, which isn't true at all. if this is God's plan, he's pretty screwed up. So I want you to understand my premise before I answer your question. If I give you hope, which would be just a terrible thing to do to you, I would be undermining not only you, but myself and everyone else that listened to this broadcast. I don't do hope. I don't do what I hope for. I really don't. And I live in accordance with my intuition. People now more than ever are capable of so many atrocities, it's hard to keep up with them. I hardly can keep up with all of the mischief that I see in this world and the things that people are doing. So if you want me to give you a hope for the future, you've dialed into the wrong guy. And people do this to me all the time. Tell us what's going to happen. I can't tell you what's going to happen. I can't. I can tell you what is happening. And then you can base your understanding on that. I can tell you what great mystics have said and how they have approached humankind and then go from there. But to tell you this is all going to turn out rosy, truthfully speaking, Tina, we needed this pandemic. We needed, the American public needed it to understand where we're at with ourselves. Has that occurred? No. This whole thing is a reset button, Tina. And we're not resetting. We're not doing very well with that reset button. We keep going on and on and on as we are, thinking that money and power and prestige and these emotionalities that we have in our bodies can dictate to us the way, the truth, and the light. And it doesn't, and it can't, and it won't. So are we doomed? I don't know. Are we going to be saved? I don't know. There, what I am seeing on YouTube is quotes like, the only way to get back to normal is through science. That may be true on the biological end. I probably would not argue that. But look at the norm of us. Look at what we've been. The question is really, if we get a cure, if we get a vaccine, which we will need because we're not going to cure this on our own, are we going to return back to normal, which caused the problem in the first place? Humankind in general, don't blame it on countries and people. That has nothing to do with it. It has to do with you and me. What are we doing about ourselves? What is it about me that made all this possible? That's what you need to think about. Don't be looking for an escape route. Have you changed, Tina, in all of this? Have you changed? I'm sure you'll say you've probably gotten more frightened and more leery and wary of politicians and all of that. Maybe you would. I don't know. I'm assuming that. But if this hasn't caused that in you, then nothing's going to help you. You need to take a deep look inside yourself and decide what it is about you that brought you to this planet, to this earth, to this society, and why you're here in the first place. What is the value of your life? Is the only value of your life the comfort of your body? Is the only value of your life other people's affections towards you? Is the only value of your life survival? For most part, that is the norm. And that is the future people want. They want a future where they can go back to their nasty little habits, where they can hate their enemy and love the people that they think love them, and go back to thinking that they're righteous and that their self-righteousness will save them and create a self-preservation modality. and it won't. We are a divided people because we are divided within ourselves. All this racial stuff that we are facing now is really good. We need to take a deep look at ourselves. What is it about me that is so ugly about the diversity of people? And to make a skin color, really? The object of my defiance? The object of my hate? It's totally ridiculous. Just so stupid. Why do you think every picture that you see of Jesus makes him white? Huh? I mean, just that. And no one's talking about that. All the pictures, you know, they're tearing down statues and stuff. Well, what about religious figures? Jesus is always white. He was an Easterner. If anything, he was bronze. Who cares what color his body was, his skin? Who gives a darn? A lot of people do. And they're not tearing down those statues, are they? I wonder why. Because they're cowards. We don't see what we've done and how selective we are about our biases. So, Tina, as long as human beings are run by bias, which they are, run by their human bodies, which they are, run by their biology and the chemicals in those bodies, we're going to continue on the way we are, pandemic or no pandemic. Everybody is so greedy in this country. And we used to do some things that were interesting in the 60s and even in the 70s for a while. But it died out quickly. Too many alcoholics, too many drug addicts. And you're not going to change these people by taking away their alcohol and their drugs. It is a state of mind. When I read on the internet the other day on CNN that, I believe it was CNN, that the millennials are spending more money on alcohol and marijuana than they are food, I was aghast at that. That's the problem, Tina. If we don't like ourselves enough that we have to blur who we are with drugs and alcohol, then our problems and our future are already there. You can kind of see where we're headed, and it's only going to get worse because there's more of us. There you are, sweetheart. I'm sure it's not the answer you wanted, but you asked, and please forgive me. Namaste. Next one comes from Carrie, and I couldn't believe this. North Dakota. Now, that is amazing. I've never had anybody from North Dakota write me. How can I live normal in these unnormal times, as he put it? Carrie, we have to let this adversity, all of it, the political, the social, the biological, change us. We can't live normal. What? I don't even know what normal is. What? That we're nonchalant about our life? That we just kind of live it, not know its origins, what it's all about, how sacred it is? We just live casually for entertainment, for the sake of entertainment. I would say that most people live for the sake of entertainment than they do for the awakening of their heart to understand the nature of their soul. I just don't see people doing that. But here we are, and this is the way we are. We live in that accordance. We don't. What is normal? I hate you. I like you. I hate going here. I hate having to do this or that or the other. And this is what I like to do, this, and this. What is normal? Normal for human beings is to be in self-preservation 24/7. And that self-preservation has a lot to do with how we deal with ourselves, how we deal with others, and the level of hate that we use to live inordinately hateful lives that make us feel we're right. When hate makes you feel right, Carrie, if you ever have that, then you know you're deeply out of sync with life. Hate, as Buddha said, never dispelled hate. Only love dispels hate. And the Buddha was right about that. If you begin to really understand the norm of life and wanting to get back to norm, it is to like the things you like and to hate the things you hate. We have a whole government that operates off of that. And they try to invoke hate as division and making things ugly. And the more divisive a politician can be, or a religion can be, the more attention it draws, more money it gets to fight the battle. And that's the way we live our life. It is ugly, and it is predicated purely on our DNA and our genetic nature. And we just don't understand. Carrie, we are animals. We are the human animal. We are a species. We are sapiens. There is nothing noble about being human. Everybody wants to romanticize this thing about being human. Oh, the human spirit and all that. The human spirit is to be tenaciously unkind, fight, lie, cheat, steal for the sake of its own survival, and then to make it all look like it's noble or right. And as long as we live in this kind of modality as our norm, do you really want to get back to the norm? Why not question the norms now? Instead of trying to get back to it, question, what is normal in me? How have I lived my life? What is the norm of the way I go about everything I do? What am I doing with my life? Start to look at it from that point of view. Question the norm. Don't want the norm. Question it. See what it is. See how you love. That would be one of the first things, as Buddha said, see how you love and what keeps you from the journey. How do you love? Take a look at it. And you will say, well, I just love. I love. And you will never question that love. It comes out of emotion. It comes out of self-preservation. It isn't beautiful. You want to make it romantic, not beautiful. You want to make it self-sufficient unto the hate that you have, opposing the hate that you have of maybe what another person has said or done or whatever. You want to make love a position psychologically, emotionally, politically, religiously. And to do that is to miss love in its totality, in what it really means to let love, real love, authentic love, live you. But people don't do that. They pride themselves on the norm of not examining their own love. So if you're going to change your life, if you're going to do something different, question what you think is normal. Don't ask, how can I live normal in abnormal times? Question, why do I need a norm? What is my norm? And what is it doing to my life? And what is it doing to other people's lives? What the heck are you doing? I think if you do that, if you start to look at it from that point of view, you might have a chance to see the bigger picture a little bit. But if you're close-minded, which most of us are as human beings, this great human being that everybody wants everyone to think they are and that there's some kind of nobility in it, after all the wars and rumors of wars, if you do your history, you'll understand this isn't a noble thing, this human being. And look at America. Look how we have taken advantage of all the programs, you know, to help people. I read every day about how Americans, rich Americans, took advantage of the PPP program, bought boats and planes and all sorts of things, keeping the money from the people who really needed it. We are not a great people. So, Carrie, I say to you, take a look at what is normal. And if you're comfortable with that, then there's nothing I can say or do to help you. But if you're uncomfortable with that and you really examine it, then there is something you can do to change your life. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question is from Rick, and he is from Texas. I appreciate that. I hate not knowing what is happening or where we're going. How can I know, Rick? Well, isn't it obvious where we're going? I mean, look at the way things are. We're caught between our health and our livelihood. We can't deal with either one of them. We base our whole life on the idea of a person's skin color. We like people who think like us and hate people who don't. We like people who look like us and hate people that don't. We like people who believe the way we believe and hate people that don't. So, what's there to like? Why do you want to get back to whatever it is? Why do you want to know where we're going? Isn't it obvious to you that you know where we're going? We're going to our own self-destruction. We're going to a place where we are going to, take this further and further and further. And politics isn't going to change. I am not going to sit here and say to you that not getting rid of Donald Trump isn't going to be what the step in another direction of balance. It would be, because the man is out of his mind. Well, no, he's in his mind. Not out of it. If he were out of it, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing. So what you have to look at is your life and how you are living in this world. If you want to know what's happening and where we're going, take a look at where you're going. Did you ever think you would live to see the kind of things you're seeing now? Did you ever think that all of this that you are seeing is a result of me and you? Huh? Yeah, we're a part of this. I'm a part of this. So we're really, literally in this together, but we don't want to see that we're in this together because we're so busy thinking we're better than what is going on and that we have some magical common sense that is better than what we're seeing in the world today. We don't. You really have to understand giving people their supposed freedom, which we are not free, giving people this supposed freedom gives them the right to think and act in ludicrous ways, in any way that is anything but free. Every act I commit, every act you commit, affects somebody in this world somewhere. And if you're not careful, you will not understand that, and you will act and react out of an anger, a hatred, out of a biology, out of a mentality that does nothing but bring division and war into ourselves and into this life. So take a look at it, dear one. I don't really know, Rick, how intelligent you are. So, you know, I treat you with great intelligence here, but if you really get what I'm saying and are intelligent enough to understand it, you will see what need be done, and you will do it very quickly. Let love live you. Discover the love that lives within you. Develop consciousness. Awaken, and do everything you can to awaken. Thank you for your question, Rick. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Well, there you are. I got more tomorrow. Believe me, I do. And I hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.